Coming up later on this week, Orange County is holding Shredathon 2015. Two events, one on Thursday at University Place, another one on Saturday, October 10th at Hampton Point, the drop-off site behind the Home Depot in Hillsboro. This is going to be from 10 to 2 both days. Big, big event for Orange County. And joining us now from Orange County Solid Waste Planner, Blair Pollack. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, hi, Aaron. Thank you for letting folks know about the confidential paper shredathons.
So give us the details. You have these every so often. What exactly does it entail?
Orange County hosts two shredathon weeks a year, one in April typically, and now one in early October. And we try to hold an event in Chapel Hill at University Place, formerly University Mall, and one in Hillsboro at the recycling site behind the Home Depot. And any resident of Orange County or small business or resident of the part of Chapel Hill that lies in Durham County, or anybody who works for one of the local governments, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, or Orange County, can bring up to 5 boxes or bags of confidential paper that they want to get shredded. And we don't charge for that service. It's covered by a combination of the county solid waste programs fee, and in this case, a grant from the local government federal credit union to help us support the programs.
It's a really cool service, and I know I'm in this boat. Everyone out there has those confidential papers. They want to get rid of them. They don't necessarily know how. This is a great way to do it. What is the benefit on your end? Why does Orange County go out of its way to do this twice a year?
Well, the law enforcement folks, Chapel Hill Police Department in particular, started this some years back as a means of reducing identity theft, and we know that's still prevalent, and unfortunately a lot of identity theft still takes place off of papers that thieves get a hold of. And so the Chapel Hill Police will be out in force to run the event at University Place, and we also will have support in Hillsboro from the Hillsboro Police and Sheriff's Department up that way. The county is into it. Orange County Solid Waste does it primarily, one, because it's a waste reduction and recycling measure, and two, because we do want to support getting these materials back into the pipeline of all the paper gets shredded and made into tissue products like paper toweling. And speaking of making it into something new, we want to make sure that people bring only paper. Mm-hmm. So any of those old diskettes and CDs and so forth that you might have had mixed in with your confidential paper, take those out. It's okay to leave in the occasional staple or paper clip.
That was going to be my next question.
Technology is good enough to get those out before paper's made.
Speaking with Blair Pollack, Orange County Solid Waste. Again, Shredathon coming up this Thursday from 10 to 2 at University Place in Chapel Hill, formerly University Mall. Saturday, October 10th, also from 10 to 2 at Hampton Point in Hillsboro, just behind the Home Depot. Blair, how big of an event is this usually? How many people come out? How much paper do you actually end up collecting?
It's pretty popular. We get, by my best counts, well over 700 people at the Chapel Hill event, and usually 300 to 400 at the Hillsboro event. And the tonnage of paper ranges up to as much as 20 tons, 40,000 pounds of paper combined at the two events. So it's pretty popular, and it's good for the environment, and it's good for reducing identity theft. And it's a heck of a meeting ground, too. You'll see a lot of your friends and neighbors out there. The Chapel Hill Police, led by Lieutenant Gierken, are a major player, and chance to meet some people from the credit union as well. And we do urge people to kind of space out the times that they come. There's a lot of queuing, so if you want to avoid the biggest queue, don't come right at 10. There's plenty of time later in the day. Mm-hmm. The slowest times are between 11:30 and 1. We also want to let people know that the Chapel Hill event is walk-up only. You'll park your vehicle and bring your paper up and get some carts from the Harris Teeter to help people bring their paper, or have your own little red wagon. And by contrast, the Hillsboro event is drive-up only, so you'll circle around the Home Depot from the west side, the side closer to the Walmart, and then drive through and stop in front of the shredding truck, and they'll open your trunk or take it out of the back of your pickup for you.
So the one at University Place is on the Harris Teeter side of the mall?
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear about that, Aaron. It's hard to say. It's on the west side next to Estes Drive, so we borrow the carts from Harris Teeter.
Gotcha.
They're nice enough to lend us the shopping carts, but the event is actually on what I would have referred to as the old Dillard side or the new movie theater side, but it's neither right now, so it's on the side next to Estes Drive at the intersection intersection with Willow Drive.
All right. It's going to be that movie theater side in a couple of weeks, and just got to wait for it to open. How big? Give us a sense of what 20 tons actually looks like. Because when you started talking about the amount of paper collected in terms of tons, that's surprising to me. So what does 20 tons of paper look like?
If you thought about like a U-Haul truck, like a box truck, maybe 20 foot long, we fill up. Approximately, or the company Pro Shred fills up approximately four of those at total at the two events, two in Chapel Hill, and then another close to two in Hillsboro.
That's awesome. Again, we're speaking with Blair Pollock, Orange County Solid Waste Shredathon this Thursday, October 8th, 10 to 2 at University Place, and then again on Saturday, October 10th, also 10 to 2, Hampton Point in Hillsboro behind the Home Depot. Bring up to five bags or boxes of paper per resident or business. They'll have it confidentially shredded for you. Blair, is there anything else that people need to know?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. For those who have home shredders, that shredded paper is best recycled in a paper bag that's taped over. I have two bags of it in my recycling bin right now, and I printed right on the bag shredded paper, and just regular old scotch tape will hold the paper bag together. Do not put just naked shredded paper right in the either your recycling cart or in the dumpster, because it just becomes confetti, and then it doesn't really get recycled, frankly. So bag it up in a paper bag if you want to get it recycled, or bring your confidential paper to the shred-a-thon.
Sounds good. Blair Pollock, Orange County Solid Waste. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Aaron. Thank you.